This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Jeremy was just sitting here talking to us off the air, and we know your story is sordid and strange.
Yeah.
So Thursdays we've had you come in and do this thing, but I think from now on your Thursdays, and Eric brought this up, that those murder mystery podcasts and everything, we here at the Hubbard family of radio and broadcasting excellence have podcast units. And this one, Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, is like number two in the company. Like, and it's just reruns. Like people download the show, but it does really well.
You're America's
well,
sweetheart, John.
I know. But we're losing to...
Get your head out of his ass.
It's, he's right, though. I mean, you can put it in my ass all day. You should have it more in there. Because you're useless.
Is there room? Is there room in there?
I'll make room.
I'm just saying, I got money
Nobody
yesterday,
like
and
John.
I didn't have to put my balls on a car in
Let
the
me
heat.
Tell you this. I'll make room.
Listen, putting your balls on the car in the heat or putting your balls on them in the studio, there's not much difference.
No, there is a lot of difference. One will send you to the hospital. One will get you $100 for just picking up trash off the floor.
If I knew it was that easy.
Bingo.
It was.
You didn't try. You didn't try.
You were just such an insufferable C word that you never took the chance to say, maybe if I was just nicer to the guy, he'd give me some cash. Anyway. Jeremy's story is weird, but we lose. Our podcast numbers are second in the company. And for a while, they're that Jubal guy. Just, you know, to give you the full disclosure, I'm not going to prep my way through this. We had over 10 billion downloads. I got tipped $10,000 by listeners. I'm a jackass. Sometimes that Jubal and Kelly or whatever that show is in Seattle used to be. But Jubal left, so that thing's in deep trouble. Now it's Jeff and Kelly. But we were really good. But we were trying to figure out, like, how do we keep losing? There's a murder mystery podcast that they do at our D.C. station that is a monster. And, I mean, it's top 20 in the country, this thing. And they do a ton of research, and they do a really good job. So that's why.
I've been talking to my wife about this. I don't understand, because you turn the channel, turn the TV on. It's murder shows constantly on every damn channel. That's all they run.
Unsolved Mysteries is bad.
Yeah, Unsolved Mysteries
and
is number one on Netflix.
Yep. And the FBI reopened the case because of an episode.
Our infatuation with this stuff is crazy.
The number one Unsolved Mysteries thing happened in like 2 hours after it was released on Netflix. Like, it took 2 hours for America to go, we're all going to watch this now. And
right.
It just jumped to the number one thing downloaded on Netflix, which is nuts. Yeah, we have a fascination. We have a murder fascination. And then Jeremy just pops off here. And I think Thursdays are now going to be because of America's fascination in an attempt to grab ratings, Jeremy's great murder stories. But you started off by saying, well, you said you went to high school because you and I are from the same region of the country, which is northwestern Indiana. I left at age 6. Because my dad's job, moved him around. You left right before high school. You moved here because your family's here. And I said, what brought you from Hammond to Phoenix? And you said, my parents' family was here. And there was a grisly murder in our driveway. Which is better. That's the thing you lead with.
That's
rather
the lead,
than,
that's,
yeah.
that's the mark.
If it bleeds, it leads.
My
right?
parents' family lives here. Oh, yeah. And also grisly murder. That's not... That's number one, and then the other one's like number seven.
Yeah, all
one
this picking up garbage stuff you've been doing for all these years, would have been a lot
baby.
Easier if you'd have just said that.
You know, you would have never once had to point to the light on the mic when you came on. I just turn that mic on. Jeremy's here. He's got something good to say. Now I have to think about it or like get you in when I feel like. But now you got this story.
But see, that's how dumb he was. So he didn't even recognize it was
well,
a story.
Well, he's got a big one. Do you have a big one?
All right.
I don't think you do. You don't. You're a little too bright to have a big one. My guess is you're probably pretty similar to me. You're a little bit bigger than your phone.
All right.
Let me see it. Anyway, tell us about the murder that made your family leave Indiana.
I'll tease it and I'll get all the details together for next week. I don't know the guy's name. All right, listen. So we moved because there was a serial killer in our town, and we found out because I lived right across the street from the high school.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Toledo's fact check.
Yeah. We don't need this. Look, Stormcloud, let him tell the story. Whether it's true or not disinteresting. I want to hear his tale. And if there's holes in it, so what? If it's entertaining,
I'm not
that's
looking
great.
For holes.
Then stop asking questions.
So
don't make me point to your light to turn you
Jesus.
Off.
So there's a girl that was 3 years older than me that lived behind us, and she used to cut through our yard to get to her house so she didn't have to walk all around the block.
How old?
I was 14, okay. So she was 17 at the time.
Okay.
Her boyfriend was like 25 and was living with some random guy that was in his 50s. She was hanging out at the house one day, and in the news for the past year, there was a boy from junior high that was missing. He'd gone missing. She found his school ID in this guy's house. She was going to go to the cops.
In the 50-year-old guy's house? Where the boyfriend lived.
Okay, got it. And so he was afraid she was going to go to the cops because he kind of knew about it. The boyfriend wasn't involved, but he knew, and the guy was basically like, if anybody finds out, you're with me.
His new roommate.
Yeah.
He knew probably had something to do with the disappearance of this kid.
Yeah, and so the girlfriend was walking home late one night from the house. It was the night that she found out. The boyfriend found out. He came driving down our street and just hit her with her car.
In your driveway?
Yeah, right in front of our driveway in the street and drug her to the end of the street.
Oh.
And my bedroom window was at the front of the house, so I woke up at 3 in the morning. There's police lights, and I went to the front door, and I opened it, and a cop slammed our screen door. He's like, you can't come out here. I need your dad. So I went and got my dad, and then he explained everything. And then at first, I just thought, it was like a boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Wait a minute. The cop thought that you weren't the homeowner?
No, he did not.
You had to look like you were in your 80s at this point. Why in the world would he think your dad's still alive?
But anyways, after they investigated her death, they investigated the boyfriend because obviously he did it. Then they found the guy had killed people, and they found bodies in the basement. He had buried them in the basement.
How many?
Three.
Three local kids or just general people?
I think it was over the span of like 20 years,
no
30
kidding.
Years. And he had previously been in prison for like sex crimes against kids and
now,
was let
Toledo,
out.
Look up Hammond murders of the early 2000s.
That's what I'm doing, but this is the first. This isn't the
three
guy.
Three over 20
this,
years?
This guy only has three.
There had to be more.
David
that's
Edward
this
Mouse.
One. Is this the guy?
He that's died him.
In Crown. That's him?
Yeah, that's him.
No,
yeah.
Well, this guy died in Crown Point, Indiana.
Yeah, that's where the jail is.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he looks like a killer.
Crown Point's what,
he
20
minutes
south?
He committed suicide? Crazy Dave is the name they gave
And this is the 50-year-old guy that lived with the girl's boyfriend.
Yeah. And so he was released in June of 99 on probation after he sentenced to 35 years in prison, and then he was...
So the 50-year-old guy with the 25-year-old roommate who was dating the girl who got murdered, like assumed that the girl knew.
No, the boyfriend. And he was scared that she was going to rat them out because the guy...
So the two of them did it, killed
her together. No, they didn't do it together, but he had just... They were both in the same like bad... groups of people and drug rings and stuff, and he was selling drugs for
See,
this
Toledo,
guy.
Don't let your kid hang out with the ruffian.
Yeah, he was selling drugs for this guy, and he was basically, the boyfriend freaked out and was like, well, if he goes down, I go down.
So I got to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Did he have a man bun?
So yeah, he's going to, yeah, definitely. So hold on. So the old man and the boy talked and said, we got to get rid of this girl.
No, I don't know that. All I know is that the boyfriend did it, and from what I heard, the boyfriend thought she was going to go to the cops. The guy didn't know.
Yeah. So the boyfriend was the serial killer?
No, the guy.
No,
so and that's what I'm trying to confuse.
Like,
well, no,
no,
he just said the boyfriend killed her, and I thought
he did because he didn't want to be implicated.
Well, I get
as
that,
part
but he's not the one with all the bodies in
no,
his basement.
He's
no,
not. But he's
two
living
murders
there,
in the house. Right? Okay,
and so, he just freaked out.
Who's the other guy then?
That's him.
That's the guy with
all
the bodies.
All the guys,
Crazy
Dave is the bodies.
Gotcha. Okay.
The boyfriend
is
kind of staying with him and selling drugs and buying drugs.
So the boyfriend murdered the girl in the front.
Yes,
he lived with a serial killer.
Yes,
my God! And your parents said we got to move to Phoenix.
Yeah.
So the boyfriend, what did he get for that? Now he's a murderer, too.
I think he ended up taking some kind of plea deal. I mean, I think he did some time, but plea deal
for
because he gave
the,
for ratting
guy.
The guy out. Yeah.
David, so he was underage. That's why we can't find him online.
What's his name? Yeah. David Maupin?
Well,
he
Edward
wasn't underage.
Most.
He was 25.
No, the boyfriend, right?
They said at the time that they thought he was in his early 20s. He might not have been.
Wow.
David Mouse.
But that over the news of this guy having bodies in his basement overtook, I guess.
So they found the little boy that had been missing in the basement because of the murder in your driveway.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It all happened right there in front of you.
And how fast after that your parents say, we got to get out of here?
Because
they caught everybody. It was the safest that neighborhood had ever been.
Well, it was other things. I saw a teacher get pistol whipped for giving a bad grade.
Wow.
Let him rattle off. Maybe there's a better one in the mix. Man. We can pick and choose.
We had five on-duty cops at all times, full gear on.
Yeah.
They had a riot room with riot shields, shotguns. They showed it to us. We had metal detectors at all the doors. And after I left, it was women had to have clear backpacks.
Yeah.
No backpacks in class, clear purses.
What year was this?
2003.
Okay.
And then you had to take the pocket if you had a pullover hoodie. You had to take the pocket off or wear it as a crew neck because a kid brought a knife to school, kept it in there, and stabbed a kid in class.
Man, oh, man. The mean streets of Hammond, Indiana.
It was not good.
I was born in Hammond.
But I did meet Brian Urlacher at a basketball
game. He'll wander around there.
The bodies.
Well, I met a lot of the 1977-78 Chicago Cubs at a basketball game in Hammond because they would come play charity game. Bill Buckner, Ray Burris, Lynn McLaughlin. There were a bunch of guys that played for the Cubs. Yeah. I was just a little guy, but I got pictures of them all because they would play these weird charity games in Hammond.
Urlacher's college roommate was the head basketball coach at my school.
Okay.
So he came to just visit him. And he had security guards with him that were smaller than him.
Yeah, I think Dan Plesak went to Cedar Lake. So it was up in the area. But, yeah, there's a bunch of, like, people that go back there all the time for stuff. It's weird. Well, that's strange, Jeremy. I didn't know. And your parents said we're leaving, like, immediately or how
we
much?
We were – I mean, I think this happened in the fall, and then we moved that January is when we were here.
And it was because of the murder.
My mom just said it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, that'll sounds do like it. Everything going on.
Yeah,
so how did all this affect you think?
Made him older. He aged a lot.
That's true.
I've had a lot of stress in my life.
When Moses saw the burning bush, he turned his hair silver. Jeremy just became a Confederate soldier immediately and got out of there.
Stress is a real son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
Well, no wonder
lived a lot of life already.
I mean, before I thought you were just ugly. It just turns out it's from life trauma that you've had such a...
I had to live with a friend for a year, too, by the way.
Because of murder?
No,
because
we just didn't have money.
Wait, they just shipped you off to a person
who
could
pay for things?
My parents
were just like, I had known them for a long time and went to like Boy Scouts with them and stuff, and they lived by my grandma, and my mom had to move back in with my grandma, so I lived with them.
Man, oh man.
Wow, Toledo, you have a rival for
And then they made me move out because I wouldn't go to church with them.
And tomorrow we do Toledo for Worst Life Ever, the game!
Man.
Oh, I got more. I got more in the barrel.
You two do.
Come on, Toledo.
I don't know. His grandma being a whore who gave up babies to some local chiropractor that
farmed
did circus
out.
Tricks with the kids.
Yep.
I mean, the best story about your deal is that the lady that adopted all these people under the guise of church would teach them circus tricks and parade them around town.
That's just smart
Gertrude
business.
Gertrude Pitcannon.
Yeah, which is nuts.
They would shoot you out of a cannon? Is that what you said?
No.
Gertrude Pitcannon was her name, but yeah. Probably did.
Well, her name was Gertrude the Cannon Buchanan.
This is great. You two could just top each other with your stories.
Toledo was in
day.
A traveling circus for
right.
years.
Well, Toledo wasn't the one. It was his mother, and she got paraded around with these twins, right? The twins were the...
Triplets.
Oh, they were triplets, and
triplets.
She would charge
them. She just decided to keep them.
Yeah.
She was supposed to farm them out, and she decided to keep them because she needed to up her image in town.
Yeah, and she was a local chiropractor.
Local chiropractor, Butte, Montana, would perform abortion, so had no qualifications or experience to be doing that, but she did it for ladies of ill repute.
Like with
she can manipulate your body.
She could crack your back into a baby fat.
Is that why Larry went to the chiropractor
that's right.
the other day?
Ready, he was pregnant.
Any murders in your history, Toledo?
I'm sure.
Did you
Seventh
see
Day Adventist Church has a lot of secrets going on.
That girl up in Utah.
Yeah.
The girl up in Utah that went missing, and she was with those guys. The Long Beach.
It was Elizabeth Smart.
Yes, my mom's best friend from high school, his brother was the first one accused of the murder.
Died the handyman?
Died of a heart attack in prison, and then they found out that he wasn't.
And what was the
guy.
Relationship?
My mom's boyfriend and best friend from high school, it was his brother.
Mom's boyfriend.
It was almost an in-law.
About four degrees away,
that's
but
two.
Still.
That's two. His mother accepted the semen of the brother of the man who
the
probably
brother.
Killed or tried to kill Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of Brady's Costa Concordia.
It's closer than that. Let's not go crazy. Brady's Costa Concordia was a year different. This lady actually blew this guy.
Okay.
She probably knew him.
The brother.
Oh, they went to elementary school and junior high together.
Yeah. And turns out he's Elizabeth Smart's original captor, like the handyman that was working on the house.
All right. If we have a murder segment, though, we need some creepy music in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't know what this was going to be, if it was funny or like if it was one of those wacky murders, like, you know, something they do in the NFL draft.
Aren't those all parents
wacky
dying?
Yeah. Well, we can do it. Like, we can do the wacky murder theme, but I don't have anything really. We could do the Pee-wee thing I do all the time.
Yeah,
which I like.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Jeremy's Murder Mysteries. Yeah, I don't know. The whodunit. Jeremy's whodunit has legs. But man, oh man, so that's pretty impressive. And was there blood all over the... street and driveway.
No, I mean, by the time we couldn't leave the front of the house for most of the day the next day, and they had the street
blocked
off.
They cleaned it up pretty good. Huh?
But there was a memorial right there on the corner right next to our house with candles for her for the last few months we lived there.
No kidding. People just drop off teddy bears. And
teddy bears, light candles.
In your yard.
Yep.
And did you keep any of that? Because you guys were poor.
No.
Come on, you pawned them off.
You could have sold some, right?
When it would rain, they would cover it with a tarp. It was a pretty nice tarp.
Yeah, so you're saying you got some Visqueen out of the deal.
I was just helping clean up before we moved.
You're jealous of their tarp.
Yeah.
That's a good tarp. I'm never, ever dry in the rain. Yeah. That would certainly keep old Jer dry in the rain. Some good-looking teddy bears. I don't speak Spanish, but this Odios Mio candle is looking pretty sharp. That would keep me warm in the winters.
It's got the praying lady
on
it.
You guys, tell the truth. You guys took about 12 of those candles and used it as heat.
No.
In the Hammond winters.
Come on, it's a death memorial, John. How dare you?
Oh, come on. You don't have scruples at that point.
Yeah, but when it comes down to survival.
Yeah, look, you're taking some of those.
And plus, those people were buying dollar store candles. They didn't really care.
Oh, look at you being bougie.
Yeah, you're taking. No, you took some of those Mother Mary candles and stuffed them in your house.
I want Yankee candles.
It's cold in there.
I need a good scent.
Yeah, I need one with a
sandalwood.
You know, the big sunshine and the lady with her arms, you know, welcoming someone to heaven who got run over in my driveway. Yikes.
Hey, Brady, I just came across a story that brain problems are linked to
mild virus infections. We were talking about that yesterday. It made us all nervous.
Why you got to bury the knife?
Yeah, come on.
Brady, what was that, Eric?
I'm warning him. It was 38 out of 43 people studied had brain damage from COVID.
Jeez, come on, man.
So, John, Jeremy now knows two known murderers and Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Come on. You, I know. Yeah, that's bad. All the murders that you saw in the Civil War plus this moved you to the desert. We got to get out of these colonial states. Move over to Mexico. Yeah, you're telling Brady. People with mild cases of COVID have had brain problems. I don't see that in Brady at all.
I mean, how many people laughed at the vice president when he, back in Bush, when...
go ahead.
Whatchamacallit, trap shooting or what was hunting and he shot the guy.
It's happening.
You need to go get tested.
I'm in a bit of a struggle.
But you're going to have a big one. You're going to grow a great big one.
Oh, it grows? Like after you have
once you go retard, it grows on you. It's like sap on a tree. It just comes pouring out of you. Well, yeah, good luck to you, Brady, with your new big one.
I'm going to go to the pharmacy and get some mental fertilizer. Oh, I need to grow this thing.
I just got a new, the WHO and the CDC agree that men between the ages of 54 and 57 with red hair who have had COVID mild cases grow big ones. But they're retarded now.
Worth it now.
I think I would take that risk completely. Anyway, well, thanks for that. And now we got Brady all scared. Have you read that study yet, Brady, to make you a little nervous? About mild cases making you having brain damage and stuff later?
Come on, I don't look at stuff like that. No, I haven't read it.
I can't read!
There's a reason you haven't read it.
What good exactly?
I tried to read it, but all the words were jumbles.
Do they have an audio version of it?
Can Jeremy read it to me?
This article is from the UK. I don't read in UK English.
Let's just crack open the paper here and see what we've got. What are all these words? Let's see. It all looks the same to me.
Yeah, anyway. Well, I hope that doesn't happen to you, Brady. But if it does, please, for God's sakes, do it on the air.
And Carlo over here.
Yeah, it's great for... Yeah, you know, well, that's true. Oh, and for those of you, I'm going to Bob and Tom that. And Carlo was a radio host years ago who was smashed in a car accident, had brain damage.
Punched.
And they tried to get him back on the air, and it was too soon.
It made for some...
Was it like a Dick
shows.
Clark situation?
I've never, no, but I've never been more sad.
Oh, I was... Yeah,
like, I've listened to children's telethons on the radio. I'm like, big deal. And Carlo, I was driving home one day, and he's talking to somebody. And all of a sudden, you just hear, I need to go home. I have to go home. And I'm like, what's going on here? Oh, no. I may have returned too soon. And the guest is like, well, anyway, we're having a potluck at the raise money
Please
for puppies.
Let me go home.
My head hurts. And... I need to go home. Like, let the man go home.
Is that what we're going to have with Brady?
Go to commercial.
No way. They'll keep it running.
Yeah,
but before I go home, in a wreck, need a check? Oh, God, he's billboarding. No. He's doing the spot. Just somebody else do it. Live reads have to happen or we don't get paid.
you have brain damage like me, oh, call Lerner and Rowe.
It was tough. And then he was gone again for 2 weeks and came back and it started. Like, I work till 12. Like, you started at 11. He had like two breaks in him before. I'm like, why do they keep letting him come back? Just fix
it. Gotta get him out before 12.
Well, it's like when Dick Clark, the last couple of years, they drug him out to that New Year's Eve thing. That was rough.
I live over by KTAR, and when they had on Carlo, and one time I was listening, I was driving by. Now we return to the N. Carlo show. And I'm like, wait a second. There he is right there, walking on Northern. So I picked him up, and I took him back to the studio. I was like, I wanted to go home. I'm like, you got to do the rest of the show, Daryl. He wandered off. I caught him.
Thank God you were there, John. Yeah,
don't storm cloud that. That's not a true story, but it's really funny.
Fact of the matter is that never occurred. Now, back to the news.
Oh, no. Anywho, we got an entertainment drill. If Brady can make it through.
Do you guys remember that Ann Carlo?
That couldn't have been better. You choking on your own tongue on that couldn't have been better. Now that's
a
closer.
You want the story behind
that's
that
a closer.
No. Here, no. I got to tell you because it's pretty funny.
Were you eating faggots?
No. The cat
is in your
I'm
mouth.
I'm holding the cat right now, and it just leg pressed me as I was saying that on my throat.
Oh, okay, well.
What
position is the cat
where
in?
Where is the cat in?
He's on
the
his
cat's
back,
trying to
so
kill
his
him.
Belly is
you don't
facing
have
me
a throat.
Are you laying on the cat?
The cat got to the throat.
Man, he found it.
What?
The stats just went up. It's 39 to 43
look,
people.
You just proved the article correct.
Even the cat doesn't want him in
the house. But it was perfect timing. The cat knows great timing.
Yeah.
The cat's a comedy genius.
He pushed under your throat when you tried to say in Carlo.
He's like, watch this, guys.
Man.
Get me away from the positive, boy.
Oh. Well, anyway.
You can't blame the cat every time.
I blame it on the pussy.
I always blame the pussy.
First time he does it in studio and that's says right it was the cat.
Yeah, yeah, that's when we know it's all over.
The reason that I stumbled over that is because of the cat that I'm holding.
All right, Dr. Evil. Wow, I don't even know where to go from there. Sorry to Ann Carlo.
Man, yeah.
And meatball lovers everywhere.
That was in 2011.
Was that 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. I wonder. I hope he's doing well. He seemed like a nice guy, but that was just, and that was just, that was, I blame management. I blame Sutherland for that because he basically said, hey, Carlo, we need you back to work, goddamn. I don't care how mangled your brain might be. You're on there.
You're out of vacation time. Get back to work.
I want to go home. Now, I need you to talk about politics and daily events, goddammit. Interview the governor. But I want to go home. And at the time, the governor was Jan Brewer.
I didn't come for you, Ann Carlo.
That's a great combo.
Home, home.
You're like E.T.
Home, home. The Daryl and Carlo Show. It's too soon on KTAR. Home.
It's a melting candle.
We've had some great DJs in town. How about Hondo? Remember him?
Hondo passed away from a drug overdose. There's no reason to mention that.
Jesus, Eric.
However, we did have. Let's just. We'll go down it now. Carla Fox killed a guy with her car, and they had. And they found out because there were fingers in her grill. She tried to drive away.
Yep.
That was in the 90s. Yeah, she ran over some lawyer and then kept driving. And it was in a Jeep Cherokee. And the reason they knew it was her is there was a little damage on her car. But there were his fingers were in the grill of the car, so they're pretty dead giveaway.
The middle finger.
And she was like, I thought it was a coyote?
Yeah. She just froze. And then there was a guy named Shotgun Kelly in the 80s who had some teen girls in his condo. He worked for KZ.
Chris Kelly?
No.
Is that why he changed his name?
No, he didn't. He wouldn't change the Shotgun to Chris and keep Kelly if he was a child molester. Would he? I want to go home.
There's just a long list of crazy ass stories.
Radio.
About radio people.
Let's just say this.
How's it going to end for us?
Bunch of dudes.
Oh, no.
Radio's just a bunch of dudes with huge penises. A lot of retarded people get in this. Anyway, wow. Anyway, well, this has been interesting. Jeremy, thanks for showing up. You're a wonderful guest. Now I'm turning your mic off. The entertainment drill is coming up next.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.